the BCS, we can talk about the system in a moment, but they, did they at least get the teams right?
Yes.
Can we at least say they got the
teams
right? I
thought we clarified that.
I have no problem with it. John apparently thinks it's wrong because he thinks Oklahoma State should have had the opportunity to take the big stage and on any given day could have had an answer for LSU. No, they couldn't have. Oklahoma State has a defense that is outside the top 75 of college football.
That's not, that's, okay.
They have faced more plays. They faced, in the regular season, they faced more plays than any other team. Now, they're, when I look at that stat, it's interesting. Because their defensive coordinator said, well, our defensive stats stink because we faced more plays than anyone else. Might that be because you can't get turnovers and get off the field? I'm just saying. How would they have fared against an LSU team that, against Georgia in the SEC title game, against Arkansas the week before, dropped over 40 on both contests and scored over 80 points in the second half of those games? What do you think would have happened?
I think LSU would have won that game.
They would have wiped the floor with them.
Oh, absolutely.
Do we not see enough with Alabama's defense to think Alabama would have wiped
the floor,
too?
Well, I mean,
they were
13-0 going into this game last night. They just got beat. They got beat by the better team.
They're going to be about the best team.
Yeah, right, exactly. But, but between the two of them, and right, Alabama, you know, I mean, they won that game in a fashion that leaves them no doubt that they are the best team in the country.
Well, I thought Deontay had an interesting point at ESPN Southside on Facebook. He said, Alabama's got four NFL first-round picks on their defense with Upshaw, Hightower, Kirkpatrick, and Barron the safety. The Big Ten and Big 12 would be lucky to combine for four first-round picks on their defenses. And I agree. The Big 12, Mead, they got one defense that's inside the top 40 in college football. LSU can score. They dropped 40 on five teams this year, and they went into the upper 30s against West Virginia. That's a good offense. The reason they didn't score against Alabama, you've got four first-rounders and nine players that are going to get drafted. That doesn't matter who plays. The job of the BCS is to get the two best teams in the title game.
And they did.
And they did.
And that's it.
I don't care about Oklahoma State should have a fair chance. It wouldn't matter. Big 12 is a different conference. As Spencer Tillman of CBS Sports said last hour of Southside Connection, and you can go to our Twitter page at ESPN Southside and check that out. He said, the Big 12 is a different brand of football. What you saw last night was physical, hard-nosed football. But you know what? We've seen it the last 5 years when the SEC has played someone else in the BCS National Championship game. You want to know what their record is, Mean?
What?
5-0.
Hmm.
You want to know what the Big 12's record is?
0-5.
0-2.
0-2.
Big 10? 0-2. Pac-12? They're 0-1. It's that simple. I don't think there's any doubt about it. None. Nick said, Bama definitely proved last night they deserved to play. And LSU was a given because they were the previously undefeated team. I think it's that simple. There's no need to overanalyze it. There's no need to figure anything else out. Which leads me to my next question. And this is the frustrating one because John, who is a very good sports fan and is a great customer, by the way, he makes some bomb diggity fresh fruit smoothies,
yes,
candy bar lattes, and more treats at Binding Time Cafe. But this is one of my disagreements with John, and we disagree in a sports sense and in a professional sense when it comes to sports in a professional manner. He doesn't like the format and thought that Oklahoma State got jobbed. But then he doesn't want a playoff. I don't know how to help the guy. I agree. You can make a credible case Oklahoma State should have had a chance. I don't agree with it, but you can make a case.
You could say any of those teams could have had a chance.
Stanford, Oklahoma State, Southern Cal, if they're not on probation, I think was the only other team that could hang with the SEC. They've shown it before. They've won two championships in dominating fashion in which they've been in. They've been in three. They won one BCS, which was vacated, but whatever. Mm-hmm. They're good. They put out NFL talent like nobody's business. But here's my problem. If you think the system sucks, which John does, give me a solution.
Yeah, I want to know what he would do.
John, first of all, said no two schools from the same conference should ever vie for the national championship in football until there is a playoff system and both teams earn the right to go. Then put the playoff in place. That's fine. He also said make teams ineligible for bowl games in their home state. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. You want a neutral atmosphere, that's fine. I have a different one of you play at home and the better teams get to play at home longer. But
in a playoff.
But if you want to do a neutral site thing, I'm fine with that. Wisconsin had 70 to 80% of the fans in the Rose Bowl against Oregon. Both teams were allotted even tickets. Wisconsin cared more and went. They still lost to a better team. I think it's that simple. The best team ends up winning the ball game. And John had an interesting point. Again, I disagree with it when he said, unless there is a format in which the Big Ten gets to host some playoff games, it could be more detrimental to the conference because they will lose more often in southern and western climates. It's a long travel, hostile crowds, huge distraction, and a far cry from normal compared to more local teams. Mead, you got to win where the games are played at some point. All right, quit being so insistent upon playing in Big 12,
Big 10 atmospheres.
Let me tell you
something. Can I bring it on a local flavor?
Yeah.
Every year, guess where we have to go, we being my field hockey team, where do we go to play in the state championship every year?
You either go to Richmond or you go to Virginia Beach.
Exactly. We never get to have it here, even though, you know, we should have an opportunity to host here. We never get the chance. So what do? We get in the bus or we get in the van and we go down to wherever we're supposed to go. And guess we have lots of people that travel with us. We have kids. They get out of school. They come to the game because the game usually on a Friday is at 3 o'clock. We have a lot of parents come and they spend the night. You can complain and get upset all you want to where the host city, whatever is. You can complain and cry about it. But if you want to play in that game, you got to go.
Well, and the thing is, me, when you have these neutral site games that are supposedly a disadvantage, the Pac-10 team, Oregon, is much closer to Pasadena than Wisconsin. 70% of the fans were from Wisconsin. They took the initiative and bought up the tickets. They lost because they were the inferior team on the field.
Right. I mean,
they couldn't stop Oregon.
So that argument about playing in climates in different places, I don't believe that for a second.
Well, here's another thing.
Because I've played in it. I know.
Did you see the Outback Bowl where Michigan State came back and beat Georgia?
Yeah, it went into three overtimes.
But Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay wasn't even totally filled. Guess who could have bought those tickets? Michigan State fans. Schools are allotted an even number of tickets.
And not only that, they can get them on StubHub. They can get them all over the place.
If it means that much, go. If you really care about it, go. Each school is allotted an even number of tickets, and the rest are available on StubHub.
Right.
And if your fan base cares about them, go. If not, shut up about it being an unfair site.
Right.
Clearly.
Just watch it on television.
Exactly. And that's fine. If you want to watch it on TV, I'm cool with that. But if you want to go, go. Put your money where your mouth is. I thought Nick had a great point. He said, I think the BCS got it right, but the system also showed where it is its weakest, since I'm sure most of us would really have liked a playoff system this year. Could you imagine how awesome it would have been to see LSU, Bama, Oklahoma State, and Stanford all vying for the title? I totally agree with that. I think it would have been better to see all four of them there. I think they got the two best teams in. You could say Alabama didn't deserve to go, but Alabama's got the best coach. They've got 9 NFL players on defense, and they destroyed LSU in Louisiana, in a 70% LSU fan-based stadium of the Superdome last night. They don't have to answer any more questions. And if you want to answer some more about how they would have done against the Big 12, look back to 2 years ago. When in the first series of the game, Colt McCoy was knocked out. You could say what would have happened if Colt McCoy had played 2 years ago, but here's my next point to that. Colt McCoy got knocked out because he was playing against a defense that he wasn't used to. More physical, faster, bigger, stronger. It's what the SEC has.